AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, guys, welcome to our first episode of the year. So I guess Happy New Year is in order. Yes. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Honestly, I've not really had the energy to like shoot this, but because of, you know, you guys know my national fan, as much as I try to be unbiased, it's no easy. But yeah. Anyway, how are you feeling about the title race, Roger? Let's start with you.
Honestly, I'm still hopeful because Liverpool can always still slip. But the problem isn't even Liverpool slipping. The problem is us capitalizing on their slip. You know, we've been unable to close any gap. Even when they tie, we also tie. You know, and they haven't lost. And it's a matter of us capitalizing. And honestly, the difference between yesterday, Liverpool tying their game 0-0, and then Darwin Nunez comes, and then two stoppage time goals. That is the champion versus us losing a 2-goal lead and then not being able to respond at all. You know, that's just the difference. And we don't have the edge. And it's so sad. 3 seasons in a row, we don't have the edge to finish the job. And it's frustrating. I don't know. Okay. I'm done.
Shay, what do you think?
I'm so dead. I enjoy laughing at Arsenal fans' pain. It brings me so much joy. I mean, like, I'm not surprised. It doesn't surprise me that this is happening. I didn't have Liverpool winning the league, obviously, but
yeah,
I don't think I've ever thought Arsenal would win the league. Mm. Not because I hate Arsenal, but just because the team. I always go into the season and I break down every team's squad and I ask myself, there are certain questions I ask myself, which is like, for example, right now, you can make an argument, Saka is the best winger in Europe. Depends on who you ask, depends on what you like. Even if he's not number one, he's definitely top 5, top 10. But when you go across the front 3 and you go past Saka, like, there is no way you as a fan can realistically justify that Havertz, Trossard, Jesus, and Martinelli are the best talent you can surround next to Saka. And that's always been my problem. It's the fact that I've seen Saka improve year after year, and I've seen that thing happen time and time again with Arsenal, where there is an attacker or a player that becomes world-class. And this is all to find ways to support that guy with more, at least, close-level talent. They don't do that. And that's what happens. That's why Iwaneri's injury is such a big deal. You know, Jesus' injury is such a big deal because you are really depending on scraps. Even after building such a solid team from back all the way to the final third. That's really it. And yeah, remember last season, I remember people saying we scored 91 goals, so we don't need an attacker. I remember it. I heard it time and time again. But the truth is also, Arsenal lost the league because of lack of attackers. So it's not because you had a bad defense. You scored 91 goals, and there were 2 or 3 games where you drop points where you're like, fuck. Havertz missed a big chance here. It's this. There's a Martinelli one-on-one missing there and there. And that is the difference between you guys and the teams that win the league. Liverpool, for example, have 4 attackers at any point in time. can score 10 to 15 league goals.
Easily.
You guys don't have that. Are you guys going to get that in the summer? I don't think so. What's another center back? I've seen it happen before. I'm not surprised.
I think that's our buy forward.
No, he has to. But what kind of forward will he buy?
He doesn't have any. He doesn't have any option but to buy. But
they have no choice. They have no choice but to buy two attackers. I've been said it. A new left winger and a new nine. I don't care.
I completely agree with you. And how you're saying, Saka, over the last few years, you've seen him develop, become world-class, and this has happened to Arsenal many times where one player becomes very good and that they don't add the talent around him to support and supplement that. The thing is, Martinelli was doing very well two seasons ago. He was on the same level, I would say, maybe a little less than Saka at the time. I would watch both of them, and they'd be like, oh, it's either going to be Saka or Martinelli carrying the team or getting us the win today. And then slowly, Martinelli just fell off as we became more systematic, you know?
I would even say two seasons ago, it looked like our problem was more defensive because we seemed to be scoring a lot of goals. We're not defending well. That time, we just found out about Saliba. Saliba going.
Spinning
goals a lot. And we are scoring a lot.
Yes.
And the next season, we stay really badly. Much like this specific season, this season now. And then all of a sudden, Havertz starts scoring. In a year, Baba scored 14 Premier League goals. I'm like, this guy might actually, maybe we might be onto something.
What we thought.
Of course. Because you know another problem with you guys. You guys swear that you have some inner eye. Like, you guys see something that the average football fan doesn't see. But Avet, you can't turn him into a 20-goal-a-season striker. He's just so... See, I have watched football long enough to know that a guy that is not a 20-goal-a-season striker, he's not a 20-goal-a-season striker. There is no way you can cut it. He can finish here. He can have a run of form. He can hit literally. You can see it.
You want to notice?
It's not it.
You want to notice though. From what I'm seeing, it seems like Arsenal. Yeah, I think we are actually quite dependent on Saka, even when he's not even scoring. Because I noticed
it shows now that he's not here.
Yeah, I think when he's playing, he probably takes off pressure off of Havertz because he becomes very, very efficient. The chances he gets, but now that Saka is not there, almost all chances fall to him. I think the guy is getting swallowed up by that pressure to actually be scored.
We used to have Man U, right? After Ronaldo, Tevez left. We had it before Van Persie came.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year Babatov was injured. So we literally had Rooney, Chicharito, and fucking Welbeck. I can tell you right now, literally, it's not something you can finesse. When those guys, when Rooney is on the field, Welbeck looks nice. Ashley Young, his crosses are sharp. Valencia, you're like, oh my God, this is dynamic. But the question is not about when Rooney is there. The question is when Rooney goes off. There are days, and that is the one thing I've always, all my cousins are Arsenal fans. One thing I've always told them, you have to understand that there are days where football will not go your way. The idea that you're going to play well every game is just save that for FIFA. That's not real life. There are days where football will not go your way. And that is where you need that act of randomness from your players that will just be like, okay, you know what? All this passing, cutting, nothing is working.
Someone to take a
risk. I'm just going to decide what to do. And time again, you see Saka do that. Arsenal needs a goal. It's 58 minutes. He knows that if we don't score one more, they might equalize. He just goes on, does his own thing. And then you see Odegaard, he gets infected by that. Ben White, you start to build some momentum.
Well, Ben White too.
It is a thing of, imagine if it happened on both sides of the game, where there are other people that can influence the game. So now Saka doesn't even feel the need to ginger the team. Because that's what happens. When Saka got injured, I didn't know Arsenal drop point. Nothing you can do about it. There will be games where they struggle to score, and there will be games where they will score, but teams will still feel comfortable attacking. The Villa game yesterday is a great example. At 2-0, Saka on that field, Aston Villa is not pushing. They are not pushing that game like that. But they know that if we can score 2-1, we are back in the game because Aston are not creating clear-cut chances.
They're not.
They were not. And the ones they got and saw, You cannot really beat your chest that Havertz was going to convert and like Martinelli. So you are really playing a dicey game.
It's not just about Saka as well. For some, I mean, we can't write away the injuries too, because for some, we've never won a single game that Partey plays as a right back. He does not even feel the need to defend.
Oh my God.
I see, the reason why when we're 2-0, I did not make a comment, because I did not have any confidence, because it's nice dominating a game for that long. But I knew for a fact that Aston Villa is the phase of the game where they actually attack 100%.
Yeah.
I knew that I did not trust our defense actually pull through. Yeah. Especially with that,
and
Partey as a right back and Timber as the
center back.
That's another thing. I was surprised when I saw
Timber as center back. Not gonna lie.
That's another thing I was gonna ask you. If you guys have all these center backs, what is the issue?
Guys,
what happened to Kiwio?
I don't know why Kiwio didn't start. And then
I know Calafiori is injured because he's also center back.
Yeah, Calafiori is injured. I know.
I have no issues with Timber's right center back. Yeah. He's actually pretty good. Yeah. He's
Partey more the issue is Partey at right back is more the issue.
Because see, I get that he's right footed and he can enter the midfield from there. But whenever teams counter us, this guy has no pace to run back.
No, it's done. He's
also
old.
He doesn't even like marking players. He was so obvious. Single game when he played there. Not one.
And then the second goal that we conceded with Ollie Watkins, he lost track of Watkins. Because I was listening to the commentary afterwards, and it's simple. As a natural fullback, Partey in that moment was probably between two minds, right? He's thinking, okay, do I step up or whatever, or do I follow my defender? A fullback, if he thought there was danger, would follow the defender no matter what. A natural fullback. Him, he took the risk and let him go, and it resulted
what
in a
goal. He's not a natural center back. He doesn't think
what a finish.
It was
what
a great
finish. For what finish.
But I would have liked, I think, it, with and the thing, we played Timber in right center back for continuity. Hey, like, if you put Saliba and then Timber, it's the same on ball. Ball playing type of
I was going to say, why didn't they play Kiwi or play Timber at right back?
Can also do that and then play Timber at right back. His name is. I agree. I honestly wouldn't have minded with that. I don't like, but and whenever we put Partey at right back, nothing good has happened. Partey needs to be our sixth.
Yeah, Partey is best as your sixth.
Yeah, Can I say something though? Yeah, I get why Kiwil, he's reluctant to play Kiwil on the right. I think he's left
because of the left footedness.
Oh my God, here we go again.
But they're professional football. I've seen him do it.
The football manager. I know Pep and Arteta are very, very that actually eats them up. They like the
Because it does have effects on the game.
Build up play,
if you break down the stats.
I disagree.
I'm telling you, actually,
I'm sorry, guys. I don't buy it.
You want your dominant foot?
Like, the idea that I'll play a DM because he's right footed, he's center back. Over a center back because the center back is left footed. That's crazy to me. And you find that you guys don't think that's crazy?
No, wait, listen.
No, I agree, man.
Because at the end of it all, what are we talking about? We're talking about the fundamentals of the game. Kiwi doesn't make that mistake Partey made. No way. You are either going to stick close to the striker and force a contested header, or you are going to nudge the ball out. You are not going
Maybe playing out. I agree with you in that. In that situation, but maybe playing out of the back.
Playing out of the back. That's understandable, but like, let's be honest. What percentage of the game is that? I don't know.
A
defender's job is to defend first. Like, are we forgetting that? A defender's job is to defend first. Yeah, you can play at the back. Cool. Well, Raya, don't pass to him then. If you can't play through Gabriel, start the build-up play somewhere at different.
At this point, it seems like you're being justified in this because Partey has been quite calamitous in that position.
Yes! It's the same thing like some days when you watch teams that play inverted fullbacks, whatever, that play left backs, left-footed left backs and right back. And you're watching like, obviously, guy, This is not working well. There is a problem. Whenever you get a breakthrough on the wings, the guy can't cross the ball one time.
See, I see the benefit of your favorite food, Sha, but I think at the end of the day, a natural defender always been better in that situation than converting a midfielder.
Yes, because you know the funny part, your favorite center back parents of all time, they are both one footed. So let's relax. Like Vidic and Ferdinand, they both right footed. Like they're both primarily right footed. Cavallo and John Terry.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Primarily right foot. So Campbell and Tony Adams, you are both left footed. Totally fine. So yeah, like let's all sit down.
It's different kind of play though.
Yeah, they weren't playing from the back.
Defending. Like,
they weren't defending from the back.
Would you wait? Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have So Campbell and Tony Adams? I can't play on the back, and you were telling Durant, Vidic and Ferdinand, I can't play on the back, or Durant Timber and Gabriel because they are such great passers. Who cares?
If I can get the full team from that generation,
of course you think. You think if you bring the Invincibles squad to this Emirates pitch that is wide, these guys were balling in hybrid, such a small space. Imagine what they would be doing on this big field. You can't even imagine it. What Henry and Perez will be doing down the wings. You guys are falling off. I swear.
I mean, we fell off a long time ago, but I think we are better now than we are.
No, of course. You've come back. They don't need I think you people need a little more. You need another 200.
I don't understand
another 200 million in the team.
I don't know how we spend that much money on defense, and it looks like we're about
to. That is what I'm saying. The other day I was looking at it, I was like, why did this man buy all these defenders?
But Saliba is injured. Apparently, he'll be out to April. That's crazy. So it looks like we're about to see more of Partey on right back.
Saliba's injured.
Yeah, but I mean, Timber can play there, and I trust him. Is the right back I'm worried about because Ben White is still not fully back. Tomiyasu.
I think Tomiyasu, a name I haven't even said in so long. I think he's also coming back soon.
And that's another thing. You guys have got the bug this year.
Yeah, last year Liverpool got the bug.
Last year you guys were glistening now, but that injury bug is unavoidable at some point.
I don't even think we'll reach 89 points this season. If we do that, we'll have a miracle.
You draw 8 games.
It was funny. Before this past draw, we were at the same point. We were at the same point last season.
Last season, oh yeah.
Yeah, but we went on a winning run. We won every game except one.
I mean, you guys are still unbeaten your last 12 Prem games.
I don't think this current rendition of Arsenal can do that. I really don't.
This is our worst team in 3 years, in my opinion.
Without Saka, without Saliba.
This is the weakest I've seen us in 3 years. Yo,
you know when I became worried? When I saw Sterling getting baptized before this season, I knew we were in trouble.
Yeah, like, I don't even know why you guys bossed him.
I think he needs to go to a mid-table team where there's no pressure.
See, I always say that thing. When I see a big team sell a player, especially an attacker, just let him be going to a mid-level team. That's all this Bournemouth, Villa.
He looks
not a Champions League quality player anymore. I'm sorry.
He looks very deflated. I don't think he doesn't.
Yeah, his first step isn't there like it used to be.
Of course,
I'm not even angry at him. Like maybe myself. I feel sorry for him.
You know what I was confused about yesterday?
What?
For the last 15 minutes, I understand that Sterling just came on and we won some of his one-on-one abilities, but Trossard was the danger man the whole game. Why did we keep going towards the right side for the end of the game?
Honestly,
I'm pretty sure Sterling only beat his man once and lost the ball how many times? Play it through Trossard, who was the danger man for the last was really 90 famous. Minutes.
I don't know. Sterling, I don't know. No. He needs to. And I think we're not paying his wages, but it's sad that he's the only option we have now.
Waste of space. I can't believe how unserious they were in the summer to get.
I think the sad part about it is, like, I had this conversation with my cousin last year, which is, you are in for some kind of rude awakening, in the sense that it is obvious that Arsenal needs just one or two touches to get to that final level. But the way the game is set up is that you might not get those one or two touches, but the league is now so much more different. Competition has changed. Yeah. Which is like one thing that happens. Like, a good example of that is like Spurs, right? I remember with Kane. It was like they are missing a winger or one center back. And then they got everything together. But by then, Pep had already spent like $350 million. Man City,
Even Liverpool with that Sturridge Suarez.
Yes, you are right. Sturridge Suarez, then they're like, oh yeah, we'll run it back the next year. It just like switches. And then another thing I hope doesn't happen is that lack of trophies. It should not start getting to the salibas of the team, because
That is the biggest thing that scares me.
You are one Madrid bid away from losing Saliba. We know this. He's 23.
I don't want another Van Persie, another Nazari.
Yeah, like,
I can't.
That shit is weird. It's tough. It's a lot.
Madrid can hurt anybody.
That's what I'm saying. They can hold Saliba is literally, like, right now, if you think about it, under 20, Saliba is top 5 CBs in Europe. Madrid don't have a CB. If they're going to someone and be like, yeah, we need a new CB, how about that French guy from Arsenal? What do you think he's going to say? The chances of him saying no is lesser, because you guys are always there and not winning. If you guys are one or two Prem, that's a whole different
thing. Also, the desperation doesn't. The dispersion from the fans don't start to and like affect the players, because if it does, the project might scatter.
Right? No, it's because it's getting. I feel like the Arsenal fan TV I've been watching lately, the fans have been getting tense. Getting or maybe it's tough. Just me.
No, I can see. I can feel even on Twitter and Arsenal fans are getting. I can feel they're getting very tense.
I can feel a very tense crowd.
They turned on our captain, said, "What do you got?"
And now they turned on Odegaard. Martinelli, even though he scored, he was getting slandered.
Martinelli is like getting slandered for a while, but our player of the year last season has been that's Odegaard. I'm like, guys,
football is so.
They're all just getting exposed because Saka isn't there. It's that so.
They turned on Saka last year now. Last year, Saka was getting a lot
of shit. Yeah, they turned on Saka when they had that drought, remember? They had that 7-game drought.
Yeah, no, that's how fans are mad.
Bro, you know what I knew they were crazy? I was watching our troops, and this guy was saying all these things about Arteta. And I'm like, see, don't get me wrong. Me, I've always been... Me, the way I see football is like, I believe there's always better. That is the one thing I always believe in football. That's why I don't always believe in this. If they fire this guy, who they hire? That's not my job. I'm not spending millions of dollars going to Portugal to go and watch some random match to be figuring that out. That's not my business. But my belief is always like, there's something better out there. Meaning, if Arteta can't get over the hump, I think he should get fired. Personal thing. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm wrong. I just think at this point, Second, 3 years in a row, no trophy at all, no FA Cup, no Carling Cup. It's been one trophy in 5 years. Based off that, I think he should get fired. He might be a manager that is great at getting a team to be competitors, but he might not be the manager to make your team champions. And that's a hard reality that sometimes it takes time for teams to accept. Whereas, like, I can fire this guy now. I give a good example. Chelsea, when Abramovich came, right, they had just gone to the Champions League semi-final. They were third in the Prem. They won the FA Cup. They got to the UEFA Cup final the year before. And Ranieri was their coach, you know. When Abramovich came in, spent like $100 million, he let Ranieri stay coach. They finished second, more points, the highest point total in Premier League history, another Champions League semi-final. Similar situation, right? Now, the owner had one of two options. Fine, this guy might keep improving. Or I can say, fuck it. I'm just going to go a different route. So what did he do? Fired Ranieri, hired Mourinho. Went the Mourinho route, Chelsea became the success story they became. You get? So that's my own opinion of Arteta, where I think I told my cousin, after this season, if Arteta doesn't win one of the cups, doesn't get to at least the Champions League semi-final, if Arsenal doesn't win the league, I think he should be fired. Not because who would you hire? Just because I think, even from a mental point of view, there's kind of fatigue in the from the players as well, listening to him year after year with no success. So that's the thing. But people are, I will fire him. If we don't fire him, and it's like, it is just something that should be considered. Not necessarily something that should be done, but it should be considered. Because at this point of where Arsenal is, if Liverpool comes and win the league this year, then you should be asking yourself some questions about what's wrong. Why not us? Because we're thinking it's you guys this year for sure.
That's a very, very... That's a good argument. That Chelsea owned, though, they did have to spend a good amount of money.
No, of course. Like, I didn't... That's not a doubt. Like, they brought a new manager. But that's okay.
Do you know why?
Because the new manager justifies spending. How can I just... Arteta justify another 100 million? That's my point. You know what I'm saying?
100 million. If you look at how much that Liverpool squad is, the fact that someone like 80 million is not coming off the bench compared to like our forward line, I think the quality is quite... First of all, Liverpool is a much, much longer project, especially like with Salah and the rest, compared to us with... Which, the funny thing is that I'm seeing Lewis Kelly is starting over the left back we signed. I think you can definitely criticize Arteta with how he
spent. Because I love Calafiori.
And then Mourinho. Like Mourinho hasn't been blossoming. I think he's a great player, but he's not making the impact that we needed to get us over the line this season.
Right.
Not say it's a bad signing, but sign Mourinho and also sign a winger or striker.
See, we spent like 700 each, Abi.
Yeah, now
it does stupid in comparison to Liverpool overall, and Chelsea, Chelsea and City itself as well.
Yeah, I know itself.
I personally think the board should actually support Arteta in for the attack specifically.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe give him one more season, because this season with the injuries and everything, he does have a good argument as to why he'd not win anything.
Yeah.
Okay. See, but, and that's my point. Every season. You can say that. Wait. What happens next season? Same squad, but let's say you buy an Isak, and then unfortunately he gets injured, and then you don't win anything again. There's the new signing again. So see, you can let me tell you, you are never going to have a perfect situation. That's the first thing that you have to accept. You're never going to have a perfect situation. You are going to have Liverpool at the end of the day. They've had months where Jota was injured. So let's all relax. They lost different players for months. They've had injuries. Yes.
This season should have been the most injuries.
Yes, this season they've been luckier than normal. But same way you guys last season. You guys didn't have no injury bugs last season.
Yeah.
But even I
don't think he had an excuse last season, personally.
Right. But he still remained the manager. That's my point. He still remained the manager regardless, because you can look at it both ways. You can look at it like, he got closer again. That's what they said. It's 2 points now. The season before was 5. So it's 2 points now. We got to Champions League round of 16. There's progress there. So every season, individually, you can look at things and be like, okay, well, if Saka is not injured, out of those 8 draws, maybe 3 will be wins. And if those 3 were wins, we'll be top of the table. But Saka is injured. And Saliba is injured. And next year, it might be something else. But at some point, you understand that the scenario, the situation of your squad, this is what I say. In the summer, you can analyze your front office all you like. You are very fine. But once August should finish, The coach has seen his 25-man squad. Now, he has already made a decision in his mind that these are the best players I can win with. There's nothing anybody else can do about that. So if my player should get injured week one, it is sad. It is unfortunate. KDB was injured 12 weeks last season. Nobody brought that up if Man City didn't win the league. It doesn't matter. Rodri's been out all season. You think we are going to care about that when the season ends? That Man City don't win anything because Rodri was out? Yeah, it matters. It's sad.
If they not win their previous Premier Leagues. Eh? Their situation is different. I'm pretty sure.
Of course, now their situation is different. They're about to be out of Champions League group stage, but their situation is different. I bet. They are 23rd on the 24th team table. I bet.
You think you'll sign Guardiola?
Guardiola, they can't sign Guardiola because, like, literally, how they sign a man that has won all these trophies?
That's what I'm saying. What, so, no matter what
do
happens.
Do you think if the owners of Man City own Arsenal, you think Arteta will still be manager?
Of course.
Yes, he would.
City, I mean, I don't know. Depending on what their success was, I think it's all context now.
There's so much context.
Arsenal is not Madrid.
Arsenal is trying to be Madrid. Isn't that the goal? Isn't that the
aspiration? This is what grounds Arsenal fans with common sense. I remember where we were before Arteta, and you will never. Not till I see Arsenal in absolute shambles. Because right now, I do think it's a bit of an overreaction given the injuries. Compared to having, where did we finish? Like 8th, then 6th, then Dalo. I think you know these details. But we weren't even finishing in Champions League for 3-4 seasons. I am fine with 2nd place 3 seasons in a row and then figure it out your 4th or 5th season. I'm honestly fine with that.
I want to see the decisions he makes because I saw how, like, you know, when Liverpool had their injury problems and everything, how they stacked up. They stacked up. Now, like, you can't use the same excuse 2 times.
Yeah, you can't now.
You can't. So they bought defenders. They have Konate. They have guys. Like, even if Salah is injured, Salah was injured last season, but they were still winning their games.
I bought Kiesa.
They bought other guys. No, they bought. They have a. Diaz, they have the Dutch boy.
Yeah,
that guy has done it faster this season.
You got Paul.
They have multiple guys who can come in. You get Arteta needs to have depth
and
the full squad that wins the league.
And enough of this bullshit about we need to buy a player that will up the quality, who will make immediate. Just buy some rotational players that can beat their man on the wing.
Literally, because the only person who can actually dribble that whole team besides Saka, Trossard can do one or two turns, boys.
It's actually crazy. I don't. Whenever I see one of our guys beat one man, I am like, wow. But get goal. I don't know how much Nico Williams wants to be paid every week. Pay the boy.
Oh yeah, you guys are not getting that boy. That boy goes to Barca.
Goes to Barca.
He will take Barca.
But even that boy himself, I watch him once in a while. I don't know whether it's Euros. I don't know. Don't be impressing me like that.
Of course, you can't see. You can't judge players by international tournament. That's where you get fucked.
It's only six games.
You have to watch these guys in their league week in, week out. That's where you see the truth. The truth of the situation.
Anyway, though, God, do you guys think Spurs should stick with Ange?
Spurs. You know, the thing about Spurs that is hilarious is I don't think their fans are real people. I'm not even joking. I'm being serious.
I feel like they're actually Arsenal haters.
I think they just came together to be like anti every other London team. Because my question with Tottenham always is, what are you guys? Like, what are you? Are you a cup team? Are you I want to make Europe every year. I just have a nice stadium for NFL teams to use. I knew it was not going to last there. An average sports manager lasts 2 years. It will last his 2 years. They will fire him. He should be fired. That's just the fact.
I could not believe when I saw the table yesterday and the commentators.
They are below Man U, bro. How can you be below Man U?
We'll get to Man U very soon.
They are below Man U, literally. The worst team in the league.
15th. 15th is crazy.
15th is ridiculous.
And they will still beat City 4-0.
Bro, they are 15th. They have a plus 10 goal difference. I was like, how do you have a plus 10 goal difference? And you are 15th.
They are such an anomaly as of a team.
I just saw that. That is crazy. The positive.
It's got more than Arsenal, though. You know.
Yes. They have a plus 10 goal difference. They score like crazy.
That's actually crazy. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, the stats people, XG guys will tell you that they're not supposed to be there.
Of course, now XG, yeah, now sure. See, they relegate. I mean, they're mad. They're exactly where they're meant to be.
And he still keeps running that gimmick of, I don't know how to use his accent, but like, yeah, this is how I play. This is how I'm going to continue to play, you know.
Yeah, he's very stubborn too.
Yeah, but also, to be fair to them too, they've had injuries to Romero, Van de Ven. Dave Spence is playing on the left wing. He's a right wing back, you know.
Guys, they've had to use a lot of like youth players, but they had the same issue last season.
That is also true.
They need to change their medical team is because they keep.
Have you watched Spurs play? They literally sprint.
I don't know if it makes a difference.
It doesn't. Because it's a simple thing. A coach has chosen to play a certain way. He's going to live and die by it. When it works, everybody will praise you for, you know, attacking football. Because at the end of the day, we love to see goals. But you know what is more painful than goals? Seeing your team concede 5 goals after scoring 4. There's nothing that hurts more than that. And they don't just get that feeling. Like, you guys are just sick. And Ange, don't get me wrong, I think he gets a lot of flack from the press because obviously those ones are bullies. But Spurs in general, they have never been a team that has built any form of continuity anywhere. Yeah, so
you go from Mourinho.
It's not a big shock. Conte,
they go from Mourinho. They say they hate him. To Conte, like his story is boring. Then they went a full 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Is it 91?
You know the funny part is because they've seen. Right. I've had this conversation with somebody. They've had this before. Like, I can tell you, I've seen more than 10 sports managers. And I can tell you, none of Ange is not the craziest I've seen. I remember they had an era. They had Harry Redknapp. They fired him. Then they hired Villas-Boas. Villas-Boas, that man used to play technically 2-6. 3-6-1, he might as well. Yeah. He might as well never play any defenders. He plays Sandro in CB with Paulinho. They got slagged by Man City like 5-1 first half. Move to Tim Sherwood. That one play like pick haram ball. 4 defenders, 4 CBs. Clash of philosophy. Eh?
They keep up this clash of philosophy.
Yes! Keep going back and forth. Then they now had the Pochettino era. Okay, they're building something. Only for them to fire him. And I have Nuno Espirito Santo.
Wait, was Mourinho after Pochettino? I think it was
no. It's right. Espirito Santo, then Mourinho.
Okay.
Yes, then Conte.
I didn't understand that Mourinho. That direction. That Mourinho had coached direction. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
I thought they were entertainment first team. Nah, Spurs. I like Andrew. May he remain there.
Yeah, I think you should go back to Dutch league.
They gotta fire him. But honestly,
yeah, he's not a prem manager.
He's not.
How is he different from this guy now?
Who
is this guy not trying to live and die by his philosophy? Amorim.
This man has coached 11.
That is gonna be interesting.
No, me I like
we, have, we just have to give that enough time.
Yeah, he's only coached 11 games. I mean, at the end of the day, Amorim's issue. It's more of a talent issue than anything else.
No, I've said that.
My team is like so talentless. We literally have a squad that is worth like 600 million, but easily we still need 12 new players. Literally. I've said this every summer since 2017. United need to buy six players. And it has been the same six positions since 2017. United needs a goalkeeper, a left back, two new wingers, a striker, and a do-it-all six. A do-it-all six. Like, I don't know how many times I can beg, cry, and advocate for you to not buy me. Just get me a do-it-all six. And my life will be at peace. But they can never do that.
You don't like Ugarte?
I like him. But I don't love him. I know there's literally 3 to 4 DMs out there that are better than him.
This guy is funny, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't love him.
No, I said the same thing. Daniel wanted to eat me. Daniel was attacking me like this.
No way. I'm my like... DM was João Neves. They said he's too small. That's fine. I don't mind his size. What he lacks in size, he has more in technical ability and toughness. Toughness is more important than a guy that can tackle. Yeah, keep your 13 tackles a game. Give me the guy with 6 interceptions and 94 passes.
He's not different from Torreira. They can tackle, but they're just like pit bulls, just running everywhere, up and down.
I'm a touchdown.
I prefer more intelligent sixes.
Yes, I do. Tackle. I'm like, bro, we've never replaced Carrick. And that's our biggest problem. We have never, ever replaced Carrick. Fergie brought in Carrick to change the transition of our midfield generals. And for some reason, we can't replace Carrick. Carrington can't produce one Carrick. Only for Carrington to be producing attacking 10, Pogba-type player. Can you get me a 6?
What do you think about because you take two wingers. So you don't rate Ahmad as highly as most
people. No, I rate Ahmad high. But the only reason I rate Ahmad is because we're in the land of the blind. The one-eyed man. The one-eyed man is king. That's why now. That's the only reason why I feel like maybe I hold on to nostalgia too much. But I like to compare football based on quality. And that's all I live by. So for me, when I see a player, I ask myself a question like, Ahmad, first time I saw him, first question I ask myself is, of the United wingers I've seen over the years, where do I rate him? Not that highly. Of all the players I see right now, I rate him high. But it's just because he is doing everything I expect from an average United player, which is run, work hard, press as much as you can, and do things with the ball. I watched Ashley Young for years, Nani. I watched Tony V. I've watched fucking Gabriel Obertan. So I've watched different United wingers that not all of them scored 20 goals. Not all of them are 20 assists. But you can tell their necessity in the team. That's why Ahmad is shining. Because in comparison to Hoyland, Zirkzee, how much worse can he play? Even when he has bad games, you don't really point to him because the other players are just so much worse. His bad game looks like a good game.
Might end up being good, yeah. But
no, he is good.
Yeah.
He's a good starter on our team.
Remember Januzaj?
Eh?
Remember Januzaj? He also had that period where popping up with winning goals up and down.
Like, I think Ahmad eventually, if we want to win the league, he will be a good player off our bench. But I don't see him as a starting Man United winger. I'm sorry. No way. I just watch Ronaldo down that wing. All I accept Ahmad. I can't. It's why I want Garnacho gone. I wish Napoli can pay this 60 million. They should sell him in a heartbeat. 60 million for Garnacho is robbery.
Garnacho's I don't know how you feel about Garnacho. Every time I've watched him,
he's garbage.
He's below Martinelli.
Yes, he's garbage. Martinelli is Brazilian trash. Garnacho is Argentinian trash, which is lower than Brazilian trash. That's how bad Garnacho is. Garnacho is garbage. Garbage. Oh my God, I hate Garnacho. And I blame Rashford. It's Rashford I blame. Because if Rashford was balling, I would never have to see that guy.
Why is Rashford not playing, though?
Bro, he needs to leave. We need to sell him. I mean, Rashford doesn't have a career in England anymore.
He needs to leave. Well, who? Yeah. Really? I was hearing stories about like PSG.
The media.
Like,
I see Dortmund is also looking at Rashford or no?
Who?
Dortmund.
Yeah, Dortmund. Yeah, you're right. Okay, but they're trying to loan him though. They're not trying to buy. We're trying to sell him permanently.
They are broke.
Yeah, no, they are broke now.
No, they buy.
Not one. I mean, if they give us, what's that guy's name? Gotins. Abi Beatings, whatever his name is.
Oh, Billings. I've been on Beatings.
Yeah, Beatings. And 30 million.
They're not going to do that.
Of course not. I know. A man can't
Gittins. Gittins. Gittins looks like a talent show.
I don't trust those German wingers.
He's the winger that Arsenal should bring in, but we're not going to bring him.
Gittins?
I would take anything.
He can be his man.
I'll take Leao 7, even though I'd be feeling like Leao.
Yeah, funny enough, like the players I want us to get in the summer, they are players I've asked for like 2 years. Anthony Robinson. Get me that guy. I don't know why. Luke Shaw is dead to me. Yeah, a left-footed CB that is 6'5", Brandt weight. But everything, they're trying to collect their retirement money from us. Fuck them.
You, guy, I don't mind saving you to replace the Martinelli. For real.
No, Martinelli needs to be replaced for sure.
Semenyo, that's Semenyo
baller. Yes, Semenyo, baller.
He gives me Leao vibes.
Or Mbuemo self.
Mbuemo.
I like Mbuemo a lot, man.
Mbuemo be giving that kind of Saka Salah.
Mbuemo is a baller, man.
That's who we should be trying to sign.
Yeah. Asa should be going for Lookman, for real.
No, Lookman is good.
Lookman. That's who I thought Asa would go and buy.
You think Lookman would work?
First of all, Atalanta will sell him because they are a selling team.
Yes.
So what happened when Lookman was in the Prem? You think it was just a matter of experience at the time?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I think that because like he was young in Prem, then he was playing in a relegation team. Yeah, you know, he's not even the same form from then that Lookman was on. Because if you watch him now, his game is so mature.
Yeah, even for Nigeria.
His game is so mature.
Never looking like trash. You still be performing.
No, I think, if I was Arsenal, Lookman would be my go-to. I don't even see why not. I like him.
Yeah.
He's such really a baller.
And he's kind of like a left-wing Salah. He's not like Martinelli. He might not be trying
He's a bigger threat than Martinelli, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which wing does he play on? Is he left-wing?
Yeah, left.
Yeah, he's left-wing.
Left-wing right-footed?
Yeah, left-wing right-footed.
I feel like, are you thinking about like maybe you were someone that would be more like trying to like run like on the shoulder of the defender, like Martinelli, like a speedster? He's more like Saka.
Is Lookman not fast?
No, Lookman fast though.
He's fast.
But he's like creative in between the lines now.
Yeah.
He can shoot from outside.
Arteta won't allow him to shoot, bro.
What do you mean? This guy.
You see how we play. How many long shots?
Wasting the ball. If only guy be wasting the ball, I want someone that can
shoot. Even Odegaard. I've said it before. I said it again. He needs competition in that. It's not untouchable.
No, I think he needs competition because...
He does.
What I like about him at his best, though, is that...
At his best, he's untouchable.
He's the reason that we dominate like midfield and push teams back. Pack teams back, but now that he's not on form, it's not looking bad because he takes the ball a lot.
Yeah.
So his passes are not hitting like before. He's trying too hard because he's the captain.
So that's it, man.
I think he's not looking bad, but yeah. So because he always try. You know, like all these kind of players, like in like Neymar, they are having a very bad game. It's noticeable because they always want. Anyway, though. You guys think City will make top four?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
I think you'll make top four.
You know what's crazy? I think they'll finish third. Yeah. I was having that conversation with Tolu today where I was like, there's something about City that I always like try to warn people about is don't let them be under the radar.
No, that's
when you see when they start winning, they've won 4 of their last 5 Premier League games. 4 wins, 1 draw. That's 13 points out of 15. And you know, people are like, not really. It's like, no, talk about it so that people will know. Because Man City, they are the one team I think at any point in time they can win 10 straight Premier League games, even if they don't lose 10 in a row. I always believe
that is about under the radar. I said the same thing, but about most teams. I also think part of why we did well last year, the second part of last year, because we were under the radar. Remember,
yeah,
we were third for a while with Liverpool. Mm-hmm. And we went on, we went throughout January. The minute people started talking about, when Liverpool drew to Crystal Palace, you could have become first. The minute people focused on us now, this bastard has lost us a bit. And we're on a winning run. I think that actually is a very real thing.
Like, no, it is.
Because pressure is real.
Bro, it is. Pressure is real. Like, you know the thing that's why I stop arguing online. Is that people try to dismiss the psychological aspects of the game. It's like, bro.
That is huge.
Remember Arsenal Fulham? Remember that day?
Yeah, I was like, guy.
Remember I said Sunday afternoon, Sunday 12 p.m. game, that's going to be a draw. Because you think it's normal, but it's not normal. There's a difference between playing on Saturday morning and playing on Sunday morning. It's not the same. It is not. There's a difference between you playing Saturday morning, first game, and Saturday, 5:30, last game, after your competitor just played.
Mm-hmm.
It's two different things. Liverpool, they would draw that game against Brentford if Arsenal played first. If Liverpool was one that played at 5:30, that game would have been a 0-0 draw.
Yeah.
But the fact that they played 3 p.m., knowing that, bro, there is a possibility that we can apply pressure on Arsenal instead. Yes.
Yeah.
It definitely fuck with Arsenal's psyche. That's why the 2-2 feels so huge now. Because let's be honest, if Arsenal drew 2-2 before Liverpool played, you won't really pay much attention to it. But because the draw came after, you're like, oh, you've seen the gap. Oh, it's 7 points now. Damn, that table. You start to look at the table. You're on the same point with Forest for like the next 30 minutes.
This generation of players, they've been watching social media.
All day.
It affects them, which is why I kind of...
Half-time, full-time, they're already on their phone. Their agents are on their phone. Their siblings, their family. Everybody.
Yeah, man.
Rashford, why do you think every time he's always coming out to give some speech? Yeah. Because he's always reading online. Some shit somebody has said. Now come out and give one-page essay of how he's devoted to Man U. And it's like, bro, I don't think any United staff or coach is doubting your work ethic.
Yeah.
But obviously, some fan somewhere is doubting your work ethic because you're not performing. Instead of you to put your head down and just walk out and ball out, you want to be writing letters and responses. You start losing concentration. You keep playing badly. You're not going to get praise for playing badly. It's just that simple. All this sympathy.
I want to say disconnect between like all these older generation of players talking about like the psychological part of the game with these younger generation of players. I think that's something that has actually increased now.
Right.
Especially this era of social media compared to when guys Uriah and them played. Because it seems like they don't really understand it. Because I've seen like Kieran Gibbs trying to explain it to like all these old guys. Like that's actually a huge part. That it might have been easier for you guys to just ignore the tablets and whatnot. But these guys have phones. They literally
ignore that.
It's in your face.
Yeah, it's in your face every day. Like, I mean, if I was there, I'm just turn off that shit, man.
I used to ask my, you need to ask what will Ronaldo do?
No, Ronaldo is a different monster, please.
Exactly. You lock in. The only way to, and that's the one thing I like about the game of football. You can't cheat the game. When you drop form, if you drop form for a week, if you drop form for a month, psychology. 2 months, psychology. 3 months, psychology. If you drop form for a year, habits problem. When you drop form 2-3 years in a row, your lifestyle has changed. And there is not, you know, the most annoying thing about football is that players hate that fans know that. Rashford, you can say anything you like. Tactics, his change of coaching, his lifestyle has changed, his game has changed. He doesn't play with the same intensity. He doesn't try to play with the same level of creativity. If he tries to dribble, he's so lazy and lackadaisical. He doesn't press. He doesn't take chances.
When age now adds to it now.
Yes.
That's the problem. That's what I'm just telling right now. Because
doesn't.
Coaching, change everything, change his eating style. He was working very hard, going to gym harder. Baba even went to church. Now I'm got baptized. I'm like, oh my God, why did I have to sign this ball?
He got baptized.
before he said play for Arsenal, yeah, he got baptized. I'm like,
oh yeah, I remember seeing on the tabloids was doing all my resurgence. Yeah. I'm just here to show people what they missed out.
I was so worried, bro. Like, nah, something's going on. Like, something was going on for sure. Like, I feel bad. I think he's going through a lot. He probably just needs to go to a team without pressure. That's what he
needs. Yes, he needs to go to a smaller team, a team without media. Kasala, Brighton.
He doesn't want to cut his wages now.
Ah, I'm gonna cut that.
That's probably the biggest problem.
Yes, now I'm making 250k a week. I wouldn't want to cut it either.
Yeah, he started Arabia calling his name.
One time, some Jalabia vibes.
Nah, bro. Omo, we'll send the roundup. La Liga. Nah, La Liga is looking. My two teams are just messing up. Arsenal, Barcelona. I don't know what's happening.
No, it's what you deserve now. I support you. Two fights.
Barcelona, 1 week. Lamine Yamal is the best player in the world. Everything is all right. The next week, these guys are playing Getafe. But Getafe, Getafe is a
Premier League. Baka, the problem with them is that I think they don't want to accept that their management, they all need to be shot. The whole shit with Omo is totally unacceptable. No, that can't be happening in the middle of the season. That's just simple and short. Because those are unnecessary distractions that you don't need when your team is going through a drought in performance on the field. And it's not helping. All these things is not helping. The idea that a player cannot be registered this month, he might be registered next month, is not helping the situation at all. It's one thing to just tell players to play. Because Hans Flick, let's be honest, from an attacking standpoint, he has significantly improved that team from whatever Xavi was. Yeah. That outside trap that is set is a problem. They need to, I don't know.
That highline
is the problem. I think it's because they were banking on Arao. You know, they have fast defenders. Arao, Koundé, Baldé. They are pace. But teams are smarter than that, especially the top level teams. And it's also weird that they have been dropping the amount of points they've been dropping, especially at this point where Madrid and the two Madrids have picked up form. I just checked the table. They are third.
Yeah,
they are seven points behind Madrid.
But then again, you said this almost tough, but the next couple of days, they destroy Madrid.
Yeah, now. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of, that's what I'm saying. The thing is weird because they beat Madrid in Copa, in whatever Copa Cup. But then they play La Liga and drew Las Palmas 2-2.
And now Drew gets the Getafe 1-1. Well, see, their own problem is different.
No, it's different.
Maybe teams just know have figured out how to play against them specifically. Maybe not Madrid. You know, Madrid is not going to change their style of play anyway. They just play how they play. As lot is vibes cartel.
Of course. They play like what they are now.
Yeah,
like,
maybe tactically.
Like a big team.
Tactically. Like all these La Liga teams have just figured out Parker because it's no longer Yamal is coming back from injury trying to adjust because they are consistently dropping points in La Liga right now.
Bro, they've only won one of their last six La Liga games.
Yeah, I think the magic has ended.
Maloca.
Anyway, so who's your most exciting player right now to watch in the whole world?
In the whole world? That's...
Yamal.
Yamal, for you, Roger?
Easily. How many outside of the boot crosses, assists have we seen in the last 2 months?
Mbappe has downloaded that team.
Mbappe has been good too.
Mbappe has picked up form.
But Yamal is 17.
But yeah, to be honest, my most exciting player to watch as for like the past 2 years has been Vini.
Vinicius.
Yeah, man.
Mine is...
There's just a way he plays that.
Mine is Musiala.
Musiala are too nice. Yeah, Bayern, they've been really good this season.
Yeah, I'm very happy for company, actually.
Yeah,
I was so worried, bro.
I slandered that man on last season. I told people he's not a small team manager. His ideas are too extravagant for his relegation.
So obvious. I saw Burnley trying to play like City. I'm like,
yeah.
He's like,
at the back, you want all these high press, tickets, interplay passes. Burnley don't have time for that shit. Go to Bayern.
Not slander Pep. I don't see much of. I think Ange, Pep, company, I feel like they are all from the same table. Honestly. Yeah. They're not going to change their philosophy regardless. Even when City was going through shit, they were like, okay, you can't keep playing this high line. You can't play this way with this player. They're not Rodri. Yeah, I don't care. We'll keep running it. That's actually company in Burnley last season.
Last season. It's like, bro, you guys are losing games.
Yeah, I told my friend.
You have 60% ball possession.
That's I told my friend this guy will go to Bayern and he might actually thrive because that's where his style of play fits because they have better players. Simple.
So, no, he's doing well in Bayern, and then again, their players are super talented, so it kind of helps that he can do that. Musiala, Kane, those boys, Sané, they've been balling a lot this season.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, it was a fun chat.
Yes, sir.
I think we should run this again.
We
Roger,
definitely.
Very nice to meet you, bro.
You too, man. You too.
Sir.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Later, guys.